Hey, all this week we've been talking with the candidates for Precinct 4 Justice of the Peace, Lubbock County, that will be on the ballot in the March primary.
Mm-hmm.
If there is a lone victor in this primary, they will run unopposed because there is not a candidate on the Democratic ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should there be a runoff, obviously, there will be the runoff election. But anyway, Anne-Marie Carruth is in the house this morning. Welcome to the program. Great to meet you.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. Hey, just real quick, tell us about who you are, where you come from, and you know, just biographical information so people will know who you are and where you're from.
Well, once again, my name is Anne-Marie Carruth. I'm married to my sweet husband who's with me today, Kyle Carruth. We have one son, Thatcher, who will be 3 in a couple weeks, so we're planning our big dinosaur-themed third birthday party for the 25th. I grew up in small-town West Texas in La Mesa. My father was an attorney for 40 years and a county judge and a district judge. My mom was his paralegal in his law office, so I kind of grew up in a law office and around the legal community. That's kind of all I knew. I used to say I didn't know any different. Now I just say I didn't know any better. But growing up in an agricultural community, it was something that was important to me. I learned the value of hard work and community and, you know, being part of something that was bigger than you are. So I took that, took an agricultural scholarship at Texas Tech, graduated with an agricultural communications degree, then went to law school. Got married. We moved to Houston. Kyle and I did. And then once we had Thatcher, we couldn't get back to West Texas fast enough. So here we came with our new baby. I opened up my law practice, and I've been practicing solo ever since.
Now, I understand, don't you have a couple of offices? Do you have an office here in town?
I do. I have 2 offices. I have one here in Lubbock on 13th and Slide, which is in the Redbud Center.
Right.
Kind of an older part of town. And then I have one in La Mesa as well, which was actually my father's office that he had when he was still practicing.
That office in Lubbock would be Precinct 4.
Correct.
Go figure. All right. Hey, let me ask you this, and I know this is an obligatory question, but what's a nice girl like you running for an office like this? I mean, what makes you want to be Justice of the Peace?
Well, as I mentioned before, some of this is just close to my heart. It's what I've grown up around. My dad used to take me to court with him when I was about 3 or 4 years old, and so I've seen the inside of a courtroom for a really long time. And so I grew up with a respect for the court and for the integrity that the bench and the position should have. So I was hoping for a time in my life where I could be on that side of the bench, you know, practice from the other side, and take the skills that I've learned practicing and representing people in so many different areas of the law.
When you were a little kid and you were doing this and your dad brings you to court and stuff and you're just kind of hanging out, do you go home? Did you ever go home and like get in the walk-in closet and, you know, play
court?
Yeah, play judge and
jury. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, I did. Yeah, I was always the winner, though, of course. You know, nobody else. No one else could win. A lot of kids, my friends would come over, and we didn't play teacher school. We played court.
Oh, yeah. So you sit them in the court. Say,
yeah,
guilty,
exactly.
Guilty.
You know, my mom actually has saved up several papers that I had handwritten, like, in 4th grade, where I adopted my best friend, Courtney, because I wanted her to be my sister.
Oh, nice.
So Courtney doesn't know it, but she's actually a legal part of our family now.
Okay.
Go ahead. How do you see this office? What changes do you see bringing into this office, or if any?
I think there's actually a couple of things. Some things I think are being done correctly and that you can just improve on. It's not reinventing the wheel. It's just taking some things that are out there and either tweaking them. I think mediation is a way to go with a lot of cases. I think you can tell early on if that's something that's going to work for the parties. And that's a way to kind of clear up the docket, get those court systems moving where we can get those other cases that can't be settled in and out. I think the thing that's interesting about a court that most people don't realize is it's as much of a business in running a business as it is being a judge and sitting on the bench. And that's where I feel like a lot of my qualifications and experience come into play, because yes, I have that knowledge of the law and I can hit the ground running on day one if a case comes before me with that knowledge. But on the other side of that, I have the experience of managing staff and personnel and balancing books and all of those administrative tasks that I think most people don't think about when they think about a judge position.
Okay. Now, as far as your law practice, what type of law do you practice? What kind of things do you deal with on a day-to-day basis as an attorney?
Well, I'm in a fortunate position because I have my, my big city practice here in Lubbock, and then I have my small town practice in La Mesa. And so I get a wide variety, a truly wide variety of cases that come in. I have practiced everything from criminal law and family law to oil and gas and business formations and some landlord-tenant issues, obviously. And of course, with the family law issue, there always becomes restraining orders that, everything kind of builds from there. But I've seen a little bit of everything and then counseled numerous clients above and beyond that. A lot of times people call to the office, I'll meet with them, and there's something that I can help them do to actually solve their problem that doesn't require legal representation.
Yeah, let me just rewind real quick. We've got a minute or so left, but you were talking about rather than a case come to court, as far as going and instructing people to go to mediation, is that something that they would do before they would come to court? And I know preferably, that kind of overlaps with like dispute resolution, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yes. And Lubbock has one of the best dispute resolution centers in the state, in my opinion, and they serve all of West Texas. So I've had a lot of experience with them as well. And it's just on a case-by-case basis and dependent upon the court and how they have set up those rules. Some courts are mediation mandatory first and foremost.
Hey, Anne-Marie, I know you have a website. People can find you online. Where is it?
Absolutely. Please visit me at electcaruth.com or come by my office in the Redbud Center. I'd love to hear from you.